I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I can't dance, so I wouldn't get gas to bashment. Maybe slow jams would come on, I would not get excited. Rap would come on, I would get gas.
Look how many times we learnt and the fence came just in time. Lucky.
But when drill comes on, yeah, like you can ask anyone.
Smoke bit loud to the dome.
Flavors.
Then man know not to lap round me, get away, the chance is all. Just had a word with bro.
Bro.
Then I had to dash that phone.
Dash that.
The pack came true, it's nuts.
From Vice and Brent 2020, London Borough of Culture, this is Vent Documentaries. Young people from one London borough telling you the stories we care about. This is series one, where we're talking about identity. I'm Khalid Dovi. If you ask any of my boys about my identity and what I'm on, they tell you I'm 15, I'm a funny guy, I love a joke, and I kick ball. I also think drill is the shit. My guys, my ends, my school, all my brethren's rate it so much that they wouldn't even think to say it about me. I listen to drill every day, probably actually every couple of hours. Everything about drill is popping. And the way it's put together is just hard, man. But all anyone's got to say about drill in the media is that drill is the cause for all the violence in the streets, rappers keep getting bagged, and drill keeps getting banned.
You go onto your mobile phone or tablet and put in drill, up will come a whole series of drill music videos.
Gangs posting videos and music online that document, encourage and glamorise violence.
Lyrics which are about serious violence.
It is designed as a piece of music through its very name to incite violence.
And goad and threaten others.
I don't think these dons have ever really sat down to actually listen to drill or understand its message. I wouldn't describe myself as a violent guy and I still rate drill. I like the beats, the bass and the different flows. So I've decided to take a deeper look into drill and its background. I'm trying to show what makes drill so popular. And one of the most important music genres about. It's a lot more than the politics around it. So I'm starting with someone who's new on the drill scene, but already making waves. I'm with Milani. Introduce yourself, please.
Hi, so my name is Milani Money.
Everyday grafting, never put half in. What you know about business plans?
And I'm an entrepreneur. I'm also like a drill artist as well. So it's very different, juggling a lot of stuff. But yeah, that's basically it.
Love the way she corrected me. She said, I'm Milani Money. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm also a drill artist. Well, I'm just Khalid and I go to school. So yeah, that's just me and Brown and Peng. So Milani's cold at the rapping, but she's also been an entrepreneur since day.
I've been doing hair since year 8.
Oh.
So yeah, I was a bit naughty. I used to like bunk lessons and stay in the playground and make kids stay out. So I'd be doing the hair, like trying to get to this money. So I used to sit in the playground and do hair and not let the girls go. I'd be like, no, just wait. The teachers ain't going to say nothing.
How did you start music?
Probably when I hit year 10, year 9, year 10, mm-hmm. certain people I was rolling with, they were actually doing music at the time. Mm. So I would probably go to their studio sessions or their shows and they'd get me to rap as well for bands. Mm-hmm. And then I'd probably spit a freestyle, they'd gas me like, oh my God, you're actually hard for a girl.
It might be quite patronising to hear, mm-hmm. you know, you're really good for a girl because you're actually really good, not just for a girl, just for an artist. Like, you're better than a couple of the man them that do drill.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking, how does it make you feel when you hear for a girl?
Do you know what? Before I actually dropped my first song, Self-Made.
Everything you did, I did it first. Work rates mad, I put in work. Made my own wave, I won't ride yours. Big M wave in high schools. Scoreboard.
If you're a good female artist, don't touch. They'll think a boy writ your rap for you. Like, yeah, that Self-Made, yeah. A lot of people thought a boy writ it. For me, it's kind of annoying, but I feel it pushes me to want to prove myself more. Like, girls can actually do this.
Definitely. Milani loves drill proper, you know.
I feel like when people say stuff like, oh, I don't like drill, like, I've got friends that do that, and it's like, you're fake. You're being fake. Do you get what I mean? Because when it comes on in the club, you can't, you're not you're standing there. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like drill is definitely something where everyone can come together and, you know, be gassed together. Like, it's just that genre that gasses you.
Okay, so for the unserious dons who don't know what drill is, don't worry, I got you.
Drill is rap music that tends to be, there's a lot of BPMs it can be, but it tends to go between, let's say, 125 and 145. With heavy 808s, it's generally people talking about their lifestyle, their gang involvement, and yeah, just their life on the road.
This is Scully.
I'm a presenter, producer, and a writer from South London, according to be exact. I often write about music, and I guess I just try and contextualize things. That's my job, to contextualize things. If you use a Rough Squad instrument, also even Ecstasy, like that Storms used for Sharp, that's and it's quite airy, there's no drums on it. To make that a drill song, you would literally just have to slap some 808s on it and add a little bit of echo on it, so it'd be like. I was coming from Chicago, where obviously there was a lot of gang violence going on. And it was a way of people kind of like narrating their life story and, in a sense, a form of therapy. 2011 to 2012 is when it became very popularized in the world, like it first came to light. So Chief Keef had like a few massive hits that I don't like, and I think his debut album, Love Sosa, came in 2012 as well. But the mixtape scene had been bubbling for a few years back. That was in the South Side of Chicago.
I know, but it's also
big moment. And then it came to the UK, let's say, like 2015, 2016, I would say. The biggest drill hit I can remember coming through was Grizzy with I Don't Want to Look Like You and the 150 group, which were like one of the first big groups in drill. And then I'd say about 2018 times, we saw drill go back to New York and also to Australia. And like, that's not to forget European drill, which is massive right now. You've got people like ADF Samski in Germany. Yeah, a whole host of people in France. So 2020, it's looking like a very international sound.
As a drill listener, the main focus would obviously be the artist. AM & Skeng though, Heady One, RV, Quengface, KO. However, there's a lot more going on behind the scenes that people don't really give a monkeys about. I wanted to know more about that stuff. So I got in touch with TK and SK from the independent record label Finesse Forever.
I'm TK, executive director.
I'm SK, part of Finesse Forever, similar to TK, also a director.
Obviously, good vibes, good energy.
Finesse Forever are doing their thing. They manage some top dogs in the drill scene. But they also run these week-long production camps, making space for producers to mash work together on a humble team. They invited me to one.
Just brainstorming. You can hear the brains ticking. Like, seriously, every studio looks like there's some mad stuff going on in there.
This week, we're just running a production camp, getting the best of the best producers under one roof.
Producers are kind of forgotten about, so we're trying to encourage them to socialise. And you may be sitting in a room with a guy that's done 5 platinum records and you don't even have one record, and you start asking them questions like, oh, how do you do this? How did you get into that? And that creates your own opportunity, and it's a big thing, and they enjoy it. Like, people are staying overnight. it's amazing.
And it's a safe place for them to be. Do you know what I mean? Imagine that, like, instead of being at home, or you could possibly be on the street. Do you know what I mean? You're here in a safe environment. You're getting food. It's just calm.
I wanted to find out more about what producers do, so I sat down with the third founder of Fitness Forever, producer JB. I was buzzing off the bounce though, because it turns out he produced one of my favourite AM tracks.
Attempted. Should have been a murder.
You didn't know I made Attempted?
Shake my hand, you know.
You didn't know I made Attempted?
That, you know that I used to sing that in school, and my teachers used to look at me, Callum, what is this? What are you saying in our institution learning?
Got chef by nerd. Don't know how to feel about that. How you mash works. How you mash works and cut. Lucky that you never got whacked. You know crap.
Yeah, bro, that was me.
Love that song so much.
Say that, you know.
You was in hiding. Now you want to claim that works. Pray that you don't get catched.
So just tell me a bit about yourself.
My name's JB, first and foremost. One of the founders of Fitness Forever. So it's me, SK and TK. So we founded it together. And I'm like producer by trade. I'm produced for like Skengdu and AM, Chief Keef, S1, Vanessa and Abigail.
This is mad. When I wasn't guessing JB's thing, he told me more about what producers do and the roles of other people in the studio.
You know how rappers are, man. They say, yeah, I want this, I want that. But they're not really explaining what the hell they're talking about, you know what I mean? They could be talking about all kinds of nonsense. I'm sitting there thinking, like, there's been, like, you know, to be honest, there's been bare sessions where I sit there, like, what the hell, trying to describe it to me. He's like, oh yeah, I want a little thing, like, ding, ding, ding. I'm trying to really gauge what you're talking about. But, you know, we get there in the end, you know, so.
Definitely. So behind the producer, there's an engineer.
Yeah.
What is the difference in role between those two?
Producer, well, do you know what? There's a different role between producer, engineer, beat maker. I mean, there's a lot of roles. There's like vocal producers. They focus on the aspects of the person's vocal, how they sing, how they speak, what is like the cadence, how they're talking. Engineer's just there to make it sound clean, to record it, and to give you pointers. Okay, cool. If we're going to go in from here, this is where the best place is because your breath is coming out here. So let's just cut here. Let's go from there. When we do that 3 times, we'll pick out the best ones, and they're just kind of here to hone out the best audio sound.
Mm-hmm.
Beat makers are obviously people that can sit there and make 20 beats in one day.
Right.
You know what I mean? They could, like, there's people that can just sit there, just make beats after beat after beat after beat after beat after beat after beat. It's like a kid that's playing FIFA, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
A kid can spend hours playing FIFA, they will just spend hours just making a beat, and they can do it quickly. And a producer is kind of like a guy that sees the overall vision. It's kind of like a director.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's not directly
doing X or Y.
X or Y, but he's like, yeah, this is what it is. This is perfect. This is nice. So, okay, this is the music.
You see in Joya, there are a lot of men that I rate. AM and Skengdo are therefore one of the hardest out there. Turns out JB has produced loads of their tracks, and Fitness Forever are their managers. Again, I was gassed. You said that you just came back from tour.
Yeah.
Was that with AM and Skengdo?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you need to take me, bro. After chopping it up with JB, I went for a walk around the studios.
Smells of good energy.
There were two guys I knew I needed to talk to.
How old are you again?
The first guy is Gotcha.
Me, 15.
Yeah. You might know him as the guy who produced Gun Lean by Rush and Keisha Becky. He was the first drill producer to go platinum.
So, what was it like bringing that plaque to your mum?
Don't quote me on this, but like, it's what she says, like, my son's the shit, innit? So,
my son's big time now.
The second guy is AV, the producer.
Have you ever thought about producing before?
There's too many buttons, bro. Him and Gotcha are close, and they often work together. He's fresher in the game, but he's already worked with people like Reki, V9, NeoMB, and AMS Skengo. I asked AV and Gotcha to show me how a beat is actually made.
So can you show me where the magic happens?
Someone is controlling my laptop in room 2.
AV and Gotcha took me for a little trip around the studios. It was like a dark maze. Every time you turn the corner, you'd bump into someone new.
Tell them your name.
I'm very upset that I didn't get to be in this podcast. Are you actually recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, thank you, Wise, for coming down and keeping me out of this podcast. Next time, hopefully, I'll get better luck. Shout out Gotcha. He's the big boy here. And the presenter. You don't know my guy. I just spotted him just for the podcast. Thank you very much.
You're not going to tell them your name?
It was D-Profit, by the way.
Profit.
AV's taking over presenting.
What's your favourite song that you've produced?
My favourite song I produced has to be Macaroni.
Oh, lovely.
You produce Macaroni?
Yeah.
That's that macaroni. That hammer, it stays on me.
So the first thing we did with Macaroni was we played the piano. did another piano underneath it, couple chords behind it. We added vocal samples to it. And if you listen to the hats in it, they're not very drilly. So at that time, people were saying, is it drill, is it not? We wanted to commercialize it a little bit, so people that may not necessarily like drill for the lyrics might take to it for the beat.
I don't fuck with the ops, man, fuck with the ops. Ching man down, man get chopped. Cut man up, sign like crops, sign like crops. I don't fuck with the ops, man, fuck with the ops. Ching man down.
Prophet joined the laptop hunt to listen to what Evie and Gotcha were working on. When we finally got to the right studio, it was this dark room with LED lighting proper popping, like lit. Then there were these huge monitors and couple producers already in there. And on the right, you could see Ghosty doing his thing in the next room. I asked AV to press play.
Where did you start, bro?
Usually, this is what happens. Usually, when Gotcha make a beat, at first it's shit. Like, appalling. Like, very shit.
You're throwing me out at this point.
So then,
get away.
And then there's a point in where we keep on working on it, and then we get like a light bulb moment. Yeah, I added effect tricks where it does like I can like reverse things, but it does it at a certain times per second.
I jumped on it, heard it, loved it. He had like some, what was it, a string, a piano reverse with the effect tricks.
So it just reverses it. So that's why the first melody sounds like that. It goes ha ah, 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 ah. That's why it sounds like that.
Even though it's drill, I kind of wanted to like experiment, be out of the box, and kind of see it as like add some beautiful elements. I don't know the word, but it's kind of like two opposites, because drill is kind of like evil, straight to the point, and like when you've got something that's more beautiful, more romantic, it's more of like a build-up. So that's why I wanted it to like be like more of a build-up, so that there's more rises with strings instead of it just being just like snares or whatever.
I asked how they got the sound of the violins without actually playing the violin. And then AV took over presenting again, talking about VSTs and plugins. And boy, these man know about plugins.
That would actually be a good question for every producer in here. What right now is your favourite plugin? Like, anyone got a favourite plugin right now?
It's got to be Kontakt.
Exhale, that output.
I don't know, I use a lot, but I'd say Omnisphere if I have to.
Gotcha. What's your favourite VST right now? And don't say the same one that I'm going to say.
Nah, just for you saying that, Arcade still. But output. Shout out there to £8 a month, trust me.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. Redtron, Mellotron VST, it's got a whole load of violins, strings and flutes. So, bro, you thought I was going to say Arcade. Ha!
Well, I'll be in an Arcade now.
Yeah, get it at Arcade. But if you want to go and get it, it's £10 a month.
I mean, I thought I was a geek when it came to drill, but I can't lie, this is a mazzoline. I wanted to know more about what it's like managing drill artists and producers. So I went back to chat to SK and TK, who'd set up the producer camp. That's next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're back. SK, TK, Finesse Forever.
We first started managing an artist in Croydon called T-Face, innit?
T-Face was the first drill artist that we signed. He came to us like he didn't even know how to rap. Right. He's just on the roads. So he actually came to us and said, what am I going to do? Because our friend that passed away, he was his younger. And from there, he kind of...
realised,
like, I can't do this road thing for long. Do you know what I mean? And it's like he said, I understand there is a negative presence that comes with drill, but there's also positives that come with it. Because at the end of the day, a lot of drill artists, when you become mainstream, you stop actually drilling. And I think rather than pointing fingers, how about accepting them and understanding where they're coming from and seeing how you can turn them negatives to a positive. And I think if more people were to look at it from that perspective, you actually understand what's going on, not just seeing a person go to prison and you say, oh, my days, he's a murderer, or he deserves it. You don't know why he's gone to prison. You don't know how many jobs he applied for. When people come to us and like, how do you guys manage to draw artists and things like that? And we're just like, they're just normal people. They act as if like these guys are going to kill them in an instant. And then when you actually speak with them, or when you understand how intelligent they are, you're like, oh, these are young men and women.
Mm. Drill is like a way out for the man them, because I know obviously some guys in my area who they see it as, look, I'm probably not gonna get a job, my school grades aren't that good, I'm on these roads, I'm decent at rapping, if this works for me, I can get off the road. And so they see it as maybe the only way out of being dead or in jail.
If I was a song was to blow, my friend could become my manager.
That's real.
My next friend can be the producer. My next friend could be the tour manager. And you notice that even with gigs, Buck is his manager. They don't have the opportunities you have. They don't live in the environment that you live in. Of course, there's certain things that you can and can't do in life, but you need to let them understand that for themselves. Like, I could tell a young man, give me your blade. It's not going to stop him buying another blade tomorrow and stabbing. But if I give him an opportunity, he has a reason to put his blade down.
Trust me.
That's the difference.
I think Black Diaspora just transports music everywhere, all the time.
Scully.
Oh, we're getting shot in Chicago. There's no money here. Let's create a new genre that's basically celebrating the lives we have while we have them. And that's where you get drill, and that's why drill translated so well here, and that's why it does so well in New York. That's why there's pockets of Canada where it's doing it. It's all about the common ground within diaspora communities. Drill is the genre that embodies a silver lining in every dark cloud, or when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Like, drill is like, when life gives you pain, make champagne. Like, that's what it is. Go pop bottles.
When it comes to drill producers, the 808 King has got to be M1 on the beat. He's the most popular drill producer out there. So I went to meet him.
All right, then. Mom, Tottenham's not that bad. All right. Yes, I will call you. I will keep you posted. All right, then. Bam.
Most people agree UK drill was born in Brixton, South London. But Tottenham, up north, is currently the second yard for UK drill. M1 gave me an address, and I thought it was a studio. I turned up and it was just a house.
Hi.
Oh.
My name's Khalid from Vice.
Yeah.
We're here to interview M1.
Interview? Oh, yeah. M1. Oh, wow. Hold on one second. Hold on. Hi.
Turns out we were at M1's boys' mum's yard. She let us in, and we went upstairs.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
You all right?
Khalid.
Yeah, M1 on the beat is at the top of his game. Oh, my Lord. There's just too many examples. Golden Boot Heady One, Who Diggity. I mean, he's really out here. I asked him to tell me more about the insides of the industry.
So we're out here again, Tottenham. M1 on the beat, you know what it is.
Walk on.
Come on.
Come on.
Can you tell me, first question, obviously producing isn't the most mainstream. When you talk about drill, you just instantly go to the artist automatically. But you especially, like, have made a name for yourself big time. Like, people even look at you in higher esteem than some of the artists. So when did you decide you wanted to be a producer?
When I saw my first, like, million views. When I saw, not even a million, like 500k views. When I saw that people actually listening to what I was doing, and you can get far in it, like, might as well get paid for something you want to enjoy doing, bro. So
that's real, man. So talking about pay, what's the money like, bro?
It's good, bro. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's good, man.
Do you say, I'm making this beat, I want X money.
Literally.
After it comes in, I want this percentage.
Yeah, you can, with rappers as well, like if you have a negotiation with them, you can have an upfront payment. Most of the independent rappers would just do a 50 split or something like that. But every deal you make, just make sure you got a contract for it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you're both happy with it and there's no disagreements.
Mm. No disagreements, keep it on paper. You lot heard it here first. M1 played me a beat he was working on.
You see this beat? It's mad, isn't it? This one's mad. It's got singing in it.
You can already tell. Trust me.
Who do you see on this? Actually, no, listen to the beat first. Let it go.
I'm sitting here as one of your fans, like every day, whether I'm in front of my laptop or I'm banging FIFA, there's M1 on the beat in the background, you understand? So how does it feel to understand that, you know, you're affecting many, many people's life?
That's one of the main things that keep man pushing. When I see certain messages come through, I think, man, what people say to man, that helps man to just keep going, because I'm actually like helping people through their day, I'm helping shit like that. And just, yeah, whenever I listen to music, calms you down through whatever you're going through.
Trust me.
So knowing that that kind of thing, man's giving up, it makes me feel positive. That's a positive thing about drill. There's a lot of positive and negatives about it, but that's a positive.
I might have said a couple times now that Aim and Skengdo are my favourite artists.
Hold tight, AM and Skengdo.
AM.
Calm me.
AM and Skengdo.
AM.
It was AM and
Skengdo. Banging out AM Skengdo tracks. I was banging out all these tracks.
They made drill history in 2018, because they were the first UK drill artist to collab with drill founder Chief Keef from Chicago on a song called Pitbulls. Turns out, not only did JB from Finesse Forever produce Attempted, my favourite AM song, but he also produced Pitbulls. So that song they made, was that you?
That's me.
So I had to have a moment, because as soon as I saw on Instagram AM X Skengdo X Chief Keef, I had a fit in my room.
Yeah.
Like, I literally held the speaker, the plus sign on the speaker. And my mom was like, Khalid, turn it down. Trust me. The beat was fire. The link up was fire. Everything about the music video was even more fire. This Chicago-London collab accelerated the popularity of the UK drill scene worldwide. And I wanted to talk to someone about it. So my producer took me back to the Finesse Forever studios. And I was told I was meeting a journalist called Ian McQuaid, who's written a lot about AM and Skengdo.
You said good.
Oh my days, you're bugging.
What you saying, boy? You good, yeah?
Is that AM? Is that Skengdo?
Yeah, no.
Oh, my days. I'm not even trying to guess it. On a big man thing, that was crazy. Guys, they told me I'm here to interview a journalist called Ian McQuaid. After school, I come upstairs and imagine you see AM and Skengdo. Bruv, personally, you two are my guys, I lie.
Love, bro, love.
Come on, respect.
My Marge is constantly on, man, for even listening to drill. And she warns me not to even think about becoming a drill artist. So I can't imagine what it's like to have to tell your Marge that you want to be a drill musician. So how do you tell your mom?
You have to remember, at that point, bro, like, remember, we was just, you have to think about how drill was back then. Your parents would have been seeing it as a negative thing as well as everyone else that sees it as a negative thing, you feel me?
That's true.
But when man started getting plaques and stuff for it, and started bringing home achievements and they started to see certain things from it, it's actually keeping man out of trouble and stuff like that. It was like, all right, cool, there was more understanding of it.
My mum, to be fair, she's been hearing my voice, innit? And obviously, I can't dummy her. She knows it's my voice, innit? One time she comes in my room and she's like, oh, play your song. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, the song that you lot always play and play it. So I tried to find a calm song. I think them days I must have played that Crash.
CG, same thing. Crash 25. Crash. And them crashes fucked in the head. Just look at their eyes.
And then from then, she's just done her own investigation. So she's all there up on my Twitter, Insta, everything. But she's proper supportive with the music and everything. So
it was till the Mad About Bars when we got our first plaque, when for me in my household it was like, all right, cool, we can see the benefits from this. Apart from that, it was like, all right, cool, we still yet to see.
Mad About Bars was mad. It's this freestyle platform for popular UK rappers run by Radio 1 Extras, Kenny Allstar. Shout out Kenny. Eamon Skengdo's video has over 20 million views, more than any other video in the series.
Because our lifestyles were so hectic, I've woken up in the morning thinking, I swear we got Mad About Bars today. Skeng's like, yeah. I'm like, brother, have you written? Like, and he's like, nah. I was like, ah, say nothing. Man's gonna write then. So obviously we're writing, but I'm bearing in mind what Skengdo's gonna say. So I have to write and think, what is he gonna say? Like,
ask Kenny, he'll tell you. He came outside to see where we was, and we was outside practicing it. Like, I was like, yeah, play the beat. Like, we're listening to the beat. Like, yeah, rap your bar. Yeah. Just love talk shit, get shot. Man's doing
up goals in a pagan block. Girls love me and I love the numerical bars. I like the one where I added up the stuff to 410.
Yeah.
And that surprised me more than anything, because when I'm rapping it, I'm just doing the maths as I'm rapping. And then I added up. I was like, what? It actually added up. I was like, nah, I'm putting this in. You know what I mean? And I was just playing with it. I was like, I didn't even know if it could be done.
Times 5, no, what, onto you, or 9, 9, that's 81 plus 47 plus 22. Mathematics just adding up.
Yeah, I'm sav, just stabbing my... Not even that one. It's the next one.
The next one.
Yeah, just, I was like...
4 over 10. Times 4, 10. Minus 4, minus 10. Did it work?
Try it again. You get me?
That was in the behind bar.
The fans on my back, I like that though. Vids was giving them more. Shit then crazy, mad up, get splashed, bro, open your thoughts. Switch inside, how many times? I swear down, it was like 4.
Meeting Eamon Skengdo was actually mad.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I just finished.
I just interviewed Eamon Skengdo. It was mad.
Yeah, of course I'm okay. I think I might suffer a heart attack or something, but I'm all right. Excitement, man. No, I haven't eaten yet, but I'll eat when I get home. All right, bye, man. Tell Katara I said hi. On my job, feds came to my door at 1. Try to ask if I found that done. Shit, then I don't speak English. No, jete, à la maison.
Smokey, smokey. I love the elephant Zeus. Better move for me, you ain't my G. No, you ain't getting no twos.
Thank you for listening to Vent Documentaries. I'm Khalid Dovi.
Rap, that's bro.
Thanks to everyone who let us use their music for this episode. Eamon Skengdo, Molani Money, Gotcha, AV the producer, M1 on the beat, Ish, JB, Prophet, and WMP Studios. Big up Finesse Forever, you know, for inviting me to their drill camp and introducing me to all these sick people, including Eamon Skengdo. Vent Documentaries are produced by Jess Lawson and Ali Adlington, with help from Amelia Gill, Moeed Majid, and Kamaya Shea Cowell. Man, just pull up and fry GD, that's broke, and I get that pole, man. Pull up and skid of the vibe. Vent is a collaboration between Vice and Brent, London Borough Culture 2020.
We with a 9, or skid of the with a 10.
4-10 for them. 4-10 business. 2 Bonnie. You know, like that? Mad About Bars, Season 2. Let's close the curtain in style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.